Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lois Geller's here, too. Lois is one of the people we love around here. She's the founder and the president of Lois Geller Marketing. She's the author of the most outstanding books on reaching out and touching customers and getting them to love you that you'll ever find, including the revised and expanded edition of Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing, and also her outstanding book, Customers for Keeps. Those are just two of her many books that have helped so many people with their marketing effort. And she's currently probably the expert on social media. And more importantly, though, she's our good friend, Lois Geller. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you back. I want to, in the next segment, I want to talk about your thoughts on marketing and Olympics, the Olympic sport, as an Olympic sport. I want to do that in the next segment, but I want you to talk, I want you to talk about some other things. You've got some other things on your mind.
Well, I thought, you know, I read your book, The Age of the Customer.
You're the one.
I really learned so much from it. The tagline, prepare for the moment of relevance, was so important for me. It just resonated with me, and everybody in my office spent time talking about this. We had several good meetings about it, and one thing we did was we looked at our email inboxes at all of the companies that email us and tell us about their things. So just glancing down mine today, I see Hickory Farms, and I see Williams-Sonoma, and I see Horchow, and all these companies, Hay House. And I look at their email and their subject line, and most of them, I would say 99%, are not relevant to me.
Right.
It's not really about the age of the customer for them at all, still. It's still about all about them and what they're selling to me.
They're still trying to be competitive. Instead of without realizing that before they can be competitive, they have to be relevant.
They have to know something about me and somehow touch me in a way, or say something that will resonate with me because maybe I did business with them in the past, or you bought this from us last year, or something that will make a connection. Because otherwise, I go down and I get about 500 a day.
Right.
I go down and I just delete, delete, delete. And then I have to delete from my iPhone. And then I have to delete from my iPad.
Yeah.
I have triple deletions. And it really takes an awful long time. And I thought, what a terrible waste. If they would read Jim Blasingame's book, I bet they could mail so many fewer emails and make them work a lot harder for them.
Well, for example, one of those companies that you just mentioned probably is a company you've done business with before, and you like them. That's the reason you've allowed them to follow you. And they, instead of saying "Here's our new stuff," they could have said something like, "Lois, you asked us to remind you about this."
Exactly.
Wouldn't that
have been great if I asked them, like when I do my Christmas list every year and the company that I buy from says, this is who you bought for last year, and this is already in order form for this year, and it's already done. And I say, okay, this one moved out of that company, and I go through it, and then it's done. That makes it relevant to me. Mm-hmm. But all of these people, as I look down this list, and it seems to get longer. People think email is no cost connected to it, and we know there's a big cost connected to it.
That's right.
Between the time of the development to the deployment to everything that goes on. And if it is no cost still, if it doesn't work, you get nothing. If they spent the less time on really smarter and relevant marketing things here, it would work so much better. I would love to have somebody here test some of that. And the same way with direct mail. After I read your book, we went through all the direct mail we get at the office and business to business and all the mail we get at home. And again, about 98% of it, maybe more, was not relevant to us. I mean, Pepper Huff in my office was getting his baby mailings. You know, somehow or other he got on a baby mailing list. He never had a baby. He doesn't have any grandchildren. He got nothing to do with babies. He doesn't even like babies. And he got about 12 catalogs, you know, from Baby Gap. You know, and that, those catalogs were each maybe $2-3 in the mail.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was fascinating to us to read your book and then work on our own programs that we're working on now in the office and making them more relevant. And there were quite a few ways we thought we could do it with direct mail and email, and we have made a list. And I thought maybe I'd just tell your listeners a few of them once it came up. You know, you could start with, instead of just saying, you know, 20% off at Horchow this week, you could start with, do a friend a favor. You know, I know a lot of my friends buy this from the same places. I do a friend a favor, write their name and email address in here, and we will send them this 20% coupon as well, or, you know, gift card, whatever. Something like good news. You know, good news, it's more relevant to me, the reader, than just sale or anything. Good news, our buyers went out and they got great Horchow furniture, blah, 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 blah. We're passing the savings on. It's just...
Here's the bottom line of what I try to help people with relevance, Lois, is that everybody expects that they're going to get what they want at the price they want, right? Because you can buy, you can go online and search for a product and get 100 options that they're all the same price.
Exactly.
Everybody expects the price, the value, the company to be competitive, but they want another level of connection, don't they? And that's the relevance part.
They really want another level. And, you know, one important level that I always think is top of the list is gratitude. And when somebody writes thank you, I mean, I have bought about 10 or 11 bouquets. I have several people ill and 12 birthdays this month. And I send out from one flower company. You know, I never got a thank you note from that flower company. But if they said, you know, thank you so much for all of your orders in the last few months, we would like you to pick out a bouquet for yourself and take, and offer me that. Now, I would tweet about that the world over.
Exactly.
My 25,000 followers would hear about that every day.
Lois, thank you. Thank you for that. I'm glad the book resonated with you, because what you talked about is exactly what I hoped would happen. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with our great friend, Lois Geller. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasting, Game 20 After. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.